A typical KPI tracking and processing application does have the following features that have been enlisted here. The first one being the functionality or the feature of entry. This represents the system which offers a simple and intuitive one point of entry for the KPI figures. Teams and individuals no longer have to juggle with sales spreadsheets to submit their KPI figures. The next function or feature is that of analysis. Today's contemporary applications help in drilling down into performance data to determine the root cause, highlight the top performers, and identify areas of concern with the feature of analysis that is available in the KPI processing applications. The next feature is that of indices. This is the number that depicts the performance earned in a process by the process performance metrics and has now become a common functionality for most of the KPI processing applications. The last of the features or functions discussed here is that of the goals. These are the values to be aimed for in a predetermined period of analysis using the process performance metrics mentioned in the previous point. Thus, these are some of the important features that need to be present of any effective and popular KPI processing application. Thus, we have completed our discussion about the KPI processing applications. We will now, in the next slide, discuss another submodule of the performance management application, that is the performance appraisal application, which is also a very important submodule that caters to the performance reviews, the performance retrievals of the individuals or employees in the organization. So as discussed in the previous slide, we are now going to initiate discussions and understand the features, functionalities, and role of the performance appraisal applications. A performance appraisal is a regular review of an employee's job performance and the overall contribution to the organization. Also known as an annual review, performance review or evaluation, or employee appraisal, a performance appraisal is giving the functionality of evaluating an employee's skills, achievements, and growth or lack thereof. The performance appraisals are thus a core part of the professional advancement and comprise of ongoing assessments of the staff's performance inside the companies. Thus, this powerful feature has also been abstracted into a critical HRI submodule. Appraising of performance of employees is thus a system by which the occupation execution of the employee is assessed in the organization. As we understand, the organizations are units where teams come together, employees come together, and produce performance on which the company's make or break is dependent. Thus, performance appraisal applications play a very important part from this perspective. In the next slide, we will continue discussing about the features and functionalities of the performance appraisal applications. Enhancing employee appraisal for everybody should be around the most noteworthy necessities of the contemporary firms. The employee performance appraisal process is thus crucial for employees and organizations to boost their productivity and improve their outcomes. Performance appraisals are an annual process or a biannual process where an employee's performance and productivity is evaluated against a predetermined set of objectives. The utilization of information technology in performance management undoubtedly helps in making the appraisal processing and tracking more accurate. In the next slide, we will continue with this discussion. Particularly, this utilization of the information technology in performance management and appraisal capturing and retrieving is utilized where numerous rating sources are included. Yet it additionally raises a lot of inquiries regarding of employees' responses and conceivable impacts on the appraisal results. Vital to any performance management application is the use for the performance appraisal, which essentially needs to be transparent, adaptable, and client-friendly. In earlier times, the performance appraisal was rarely put to good use since existing performance appraisal methods used to fail in internalizing employee performance results. The current system with their advanced features have come a long way to prevent performance appraisals from becoming nothing more than empty buzzwords. This has helped the HR managers to radically enhance their existing processes. As a computerized self-administration framework, it might as well enhance performance through continuous audits and feedback to the staff members and offer opportunities to supervisors to adjust execution in time. With the right performance appraisal method, organizations can enhance employee performance within the organization. A good employee performance review method can make the whole experience effective and rewarding. The process of administration of performance appraisals through ongoing assessments is the core component of performance capability advancement methodology for any organization. An exceptional appraisal framework needs to arrange unique objectives with holistic enterprise objectives through an arrangement of proper objective setting. From this perspective, the management by objectives or MBO is an effective appraisal method. In this method, the managers and employees together identify, plan, organize, and communicate objectives to focus on a specific appraisal period. After setting clear goals, managers and subordinates periodically discuss the progress made to control and debate on the feasibility of achieving these set objectives. A robust system is able to analyze, capture, and retrieve these objectives on a later date. The performance appraisal method thus is used to match the overarching organizational goals with the objectives of the employees effectively, while validating objectives using SPOT methods to see if the set objective is specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-sensitive, and can also be input into the current contemporary performance appraisal applications. It may as well empower the mapping of part KPIs and KRAs and additionally part abilities to guarantee objective arrangements and objectives. A good employee performance appraisal system needs to align individual goals with overall goals through a system of cascaded goal setting. It should enable the mapping of role KPIs and KRAs as well as role competencies to ensure goal alignment. Supporting these goals as a system of assessing and developing mapped role competencies. A notable vendor providing performance appraisal and provision of these capabilities is PeopleGoal, an organization that is flexible and configurable and creates performance management software platforms for high growth teams. This application has been observed to boost performance with SMART goals, 360 degrees feedback, one-on-ones, and dedicated performance appraisal review models, which have been built into their systems. The PeopleGoal vendor provides help in engaging the employees of organizations through their systems with recognition, rewards, and engagement-related surveys as part of the modules that they provide on performance management and the performance appraisal applications. Organizations thus should nurture high performance, continuous development, and save time, effort, and money. The advanced performance appraisal HRS modules seem to possess customizable frameworks that enable organizations to automate the employee performance appraisal process and the workflow. The organization can speed up appraisal process and implement continuous employee engagement and development practices effectively with the help of these modules. The performance appraisal HRIS modules need to also examine staff appraisals for end of the numerous inclinations, standardization of evaluations, and finally deciphering of execution evaluations into rewards, variable pay or incentives, additions, and promotions. This needs to be viewed as a simple process rather than an overwhelming errand that assumes control over the HR department. Thus, with more robust and advanced features coming into being through the performance appraisal applications, this is easily possible. The accomplishment of any evaluation framework lies in its objectivity and convenience, which requires both privacy as well as transparency. Numerous provisions today offer plug-and-play features like the intranet and internet access and a straightforward interface that permits staff and supervisors to track and administer execution wherever required. One such example of a vendor using plug-and-play features is the Assess Team, which is a cloud-based performance management software which includes companion apps for Androids and iPhones as well. It is used to run traditional evaluations, 360 degrees feedback, or real-time competency-based evaluations in minutes. Project-based performance analysis support is also provided along with the functionality of Enterprise Plan that delivers powerful productivity reports that help to make better business decisions. The most advanced modules on performance appraisal seem to possess the ability to record constant execution reactions like notes and objectives in the HRIS system. Some prominent examples were discussed in the previous slide, which indicate things. The administrators and employees become aware of the issues and chances when they occur and thus can be followed up. The contemporary performance appraisal applications also need to incorporate the fact that organizational hierarchies are getting flattened as of today. No more are organizations following rigid or strict hierarchies. This is especially seen in the IT and the ITS sector. Today, the co-workers can also provide a unique perspective on the employee's performance, making them most relevant evaluators apart from the traditional appraisal analysis done by the immediate supervisors. On my visit to the numerous IT and ITES organizations for learning and development assignments, there are a lot of organizations which encourage these mechanisms where there is a 360 degrees feedback rather than just a hierarchical feedback. These reviews help determine an employee's ability to work well with the team, take up initiatives, and be a reliable contributor. In fact, we are going to discuss 360 degrees feedback and modules related to it in the later part of this chapter to develop a better understanding. Let us now continue in the next slide with a subsequent discussion of the performance appraisal applications. As organizations grow, the duties and responsibilities of the employees and managers often overlap. When employees change job positions, they're often tasked with additional responsibilities and may no longer have authority over certain areas previously under their purview or control. With the right performance appraisal methods and the right appraisal applications, the organizations can enhance the employees' performance within the organization, even if the department has been changed or the job has been rotated. This can also cater, of course, to employees who have become anxious. This results in boosting confidence through easy mechanisms. A good employee performance review method and a good support through the HRIS systems through performance appraisal applications can make the whole experience effective and rewarding. Furthermore, not everyone may remember the authority and expectations a particular manager may have. Thus, mandating the needs of a robust performance appraisal application. When uncertainty exists, employees and managers can easily refer to the posted job descriptions that the performance appraisal system has in its database. This has proven to come in as extremely handy for thousands of professionals in diverse industries across the globe. In the next slide, we will discuss some key features of the performance appraisal application, which will help us understand this application in further detail. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to enlist and discuss some of the key features of performance appraisal applications. They are as follows. 1. The flexibility to choose from different performance management based systems like the balance scorecard method, the competence or KRA or KPI methods. Get easy access to KRAs and KPIs to keep the performance on track. The next functionality or feature should be to scan deviances in performance at a holistic level and plan a course correction. The next being saving of time by executing a paperless appraisal process. File appraisal forms and getting of review results online is also a key feature or functionality. The self-appraisals functionalities that offers employees a chance to look back at their performances and understand their strengths and weaknesses also needs to be a key feature of the performance appraisal application. As a part of the performance appraisal application module, an essential submodule also needs to be the 360 degrees feedback system, which was briefly discussed in one of the previous slides, which we are subsequently going to discuss in this and the next few slides. This is a specially designed system which is focused on gathering and processing of holistic multidimensional feedback. The 360 degrees feedback is a very powerful and a robust appraisal method that evaluates an employee using feedback collected from the employee's circle of influence, namely the managers, the peers, the customers, and the direct reportees. This method will not only eliminate bias in the performance reviews, but also offer a clear understanding of an individual's competence. From this perspective, the operating organization needs greater investment of time and resources but tends to be more successful in the long run. If it adds this functionality to the performance appraisal applications, the improvement of performance in their respective employees is guaranteed. To be effective, 360 degrees feedback needs an environment and culture of openness, trust, and mutual support. The 360 degrees system should operate in an anonymous fashion and confidentiality should be ensured to create an open culture of feedback. Performance reviews done by managers through this format need to be more robust and they need to transition from being traditional and basic forms of appraisal. Now, these traditional and basic forms are not sufficient in the current times, mandating the need or requirement for a 360 degrees feedback review. Today, the reviews must include individual employee ratings, avoided not just by supervisors, but as well as evaluations from the team or some senior managers, as well as the clients. If the organization views learning and acceptance and management of change as keys to business success, the 360 degrees feedback can prove immensely helpful. In the next slide, we are going to also discuss some more details related to the 360 degrees feedback. As stated in the last slide, for 360 degrees systems to be successful, people have to feel able to speak freely without fear of reprisal. Managers in particular need to be willing and open about receiving upward feedback. It is a system in which employees will get feedback from all the people they work with. There are about 7 to 12 people who will fill out a form, which is usually a feedback form, for an authentic 360 degrees feedback system to be facilitated in organizations. The contents of the form may vary from broad range competencies to work environment. The employees who receive the feedback will also be required to fill out a self-assessment, which again might consist of the same components. This system is used to get an improved understanding of everyone's strengths and, of course, their weaknesses. A culture of involvement, empowerment, and consultation needs to be in place and openly supported for the 360 degrees feedback to be effective. Employees need to feel a part of the participatory culture where constant review of performance and regular assessment of competence is fostered and encouraged in order to contribute informed judgments on their own performance or that of their colleagues and managers. There are three general reasons as to why an organization would go in for a 360 degrees appraisal. The first one being to get a better view of the performance and the perspective of the future leaders. The second is to have a broad insight of the developmental needs of manpower. The third and the last one is in order to collect more feedback so as to ensure justice to the job performed by the employees. Generally, 360 degrees feedback, whether used for performance evaluation or for the personal development of the individual involved, makes demands on the central or the participating individual, which extends far beyond those made by traditional appraisal systems. Though it is not an easy task to implement a 360 degrees appraisal, for this appraisal to be effective, one needs to bear in mind the following. 1. Right skills to be assessed need to be determined. 2. The appraisal should be selected properly. 3. The appraiser should be fully aware of the 360 degrees feedback system. If proper training on the appraisal system is not given, this might prove to be damaging to this particular process. 4. To get the intention of this kind of appraisal system properly and to understand it properly and percolate it in the organization. The last point here is to ensure that the process should be simple and there should also be an element of follow-up once this feedback is taken. The 360 degree system requires the individual to carry out self-assessment on some occasions. To make a choice of these individuals, the peers and internal customers who are to be requested to give feedback and accept the detail and anonymous feedback. A survey should be conducted to get close understanding of the job performance of the employees. A 360 degrees appraisal thus has four stages in it, which I enlisted here. The first being self-appraisal, the second being the superior's appraisal, the third being the subordinate's appraisal, and of course the fourth being the peer appraisal. In the next slide, we are going to have a look at a snapshot of how a 360 degrees feedback basically looks. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to take a look at an image or a snapshot in this particular slide and the next one to show you the elements of the 360 degrees feedback application feature of the performance management module. So as you can see over here, there are various statements, okay, and there are also ratings that are provided. Now, as mentioned, these can be for self, these can be for the superior or the subordinate or even the peer. Now, over here, there are several statements out of which I'm going to read out a few important ones. The statements over here are related to the knowledge and the strategy creation process of that individual. 1. Understands our industry and the market. So this can be used as an example where a 360 degrees feedback can be given about a colleague. So does the colleague understand the industry and the market well? Does the colleague understand how the business makes money? So if you are a person who has been given this particular form, you have to rate the person from the six important ratings that have been given, which begin with poor, fair, good, very good, outstanding, and unable to rate. So these statements can be populated with the ratings, and then you can continue to the next portion of the 360 degrees form. You can also go back in case there are some unanswered questions or some corrections that need to be made. As mentioned at the start of the slide, we are going to have another snapshot to make this concept clear. As mentioned in the previous slide, we are going to take another look at a different kind of a context or a different snapshot that has been provided over here. So the image in this slide further explains the elements of 360 degrees feedback application feature of a performance management module. So as you can see, there is a behavior summary, okay, of certain questions. One of them rates avoids taking unnecessary risks or making impulsive decisions without adequate and relevant information. Now this is from the context of the self-control. Now there are ratings which have been provided by the self, the manager, the peer, the direct reportee, the team member, and there is an average which is derived from these particular columns. There are similar questions from the context of oral communication, some of them being speaks clearly and expresses ideas so that others understand what is meant, maintains eye contact with communicating with others, and a few more. There are also questions regarding the collaboration aspect, one of them being actively involves others in his or her decision making, planning and problem solving tasks when appropriate, solicits and values the thoughts, opinions, feedback and idea of others, and a few more. So I believe that you have now been able to have a gist or a cursory understanding of the 360 degrees feedback application, which has been provided in the various HRIS vendors. I would also request you to go online and take a detailed look at some of these particular applications. Let's move on now to the next aspect of 360 degrees feedback in the next slide. The HRIS designers need to consider some vital aspects in order for a 360 degrees questionnaire to be completed successfully. It should use straightforward language and familiar concepts. A numerical rating scale is, of course, one of the easiest methods to use in this context. Now, this is precisely what we have seen in the last couple of slides. As professionals navigate flexible working environments and uncertain economic times, it is critical that the managers and employees understand their strengths and weaknesses. This is not only meant that the employees can pinpoint what they need to do to improve, but also helps in building stronger teams and fills critical managerial and leadership roles throughout the organization. This is made possible by a 360 degrees review or a feedback. In choosing or designing a questionnaire, the designers thus need to avoid becoming fixated on the instrument itself and to concentrate on the depth and quality of feedback information that it can provide. We have a few more important details to cover from the concept of understanding the 360 degrees feedback in the next slide as well. A questionnaire thus has most impact and is easier to use when it asks about the details of a specific job. For example, one large insurance company constantly used a 360 degrees questionnaire for its sales force. It asks about the planning of the sales campaigns, the quality of technical advice offered to clients, uses of the sales support staff, and other specific job-related issues. Many managers agree that 360 degrees feedback is a useful tool for employee engagement programs, mentoring, employee review periods, and it really adds value to the employee experience. An open-ended question asking for opinions of an employee's performance, both good and bad, isn't just helpful. It'll provide an unorganized amount of data. So when you're designing a 360 degrees feedback, or you're making use of the module on performance management related to 360 degrees, every organization should cater to its own unique characteristics, because every organization has a distinct culture which is different from the other organizations and a wide variety of leadership needs, and thus the 360 degrees feedback has to be customized in the module related to the performance appraisal applications. In this slide, we are going to take another look at the ratings and the questions provided in the 360 degrees feedback. The questionnaire is 100% relevant to the job performance and is written in language which is clear and relevant to the job holders and their raters. Many 360 degrees feedback questionnaires contain generic questions based on definitions of competencies rather than the job tasks, and the rater has to work out their relevance. An example of some of the relevant questions asked in the 360 degrees questionnaire related to the specific aspect of leadership are given here. As you can see, it's specifically mentioned, please rate the subject's name or yourself in the proficiency leading to the leadership relative to the peers. The first question states, inspires continuous growth and learning in others. So in context of this question or statement, there should be an answer in the columns which will be picked up as one of the radio boxes, which is amongst the bottom 10%, amongst the bottom third, typical, among the third, leading third, and among the leading 10%. For example, if a manager has to be rated using this particular system as your current leader, so what do you feel about that particular person? Does the person inspire continuous growth or learning from you? If this is happening more frequently, then you can rate them as among the leading third or among the leading 10%. Handles conflict in an appropriate manner. So if this particular context is being done properly by the manager, again, they can rate in the higher percentile. Takes initiatives to solve problems. So let's take another case where there is a boss who is currently not looking into this aspect. Now, the subordinate can fully well rate the employee as typical or among the bottom third. So this is a way of rating from the leadership characteristic proficiency for the 360 degrees feedback. In the next particular slide, we have another context of teamwork, which we shall discuss before moving to the next topics. So as mentioned in the previous slide, we are now going to take a look at the teamwork context. So for organizations to leverage maximum benefits of the feedback method, it is vital to implement a robust and easy to use 360 degrees feedback process to gain more participation across the organization. An example of some relevant questions asked in the 360 degrees feedback related to teamwork are as follows. So by now you are well aware of the columns and the methodology in which the scoring is done. So this can relate to a boss, a peer, a subordinate. Some of the statements mentioned over here are works well in a team, gives constructive and helpful feedback, treats others with respect. So according to the situations and the person's proficiency in teamwork, you can go ahead and give out a rating for that person. Now, as seen in a previous slide, the ratings will be accumulated from different entities. Those are the 7 or the 12 people whom this form has been circulated. An accumulated percentage will be derived for the set characteristic. Examples can be leadership, coordination, and as mentioned in this particular slide, the teamwork. We shall discuss a few more aspects about the 360 degrees feedback in the next slide as well. The HRIS practitioners need to design the survey questions to best address the skills most critical at the various levels of the organization. The 60 degrees performance appraisal questionnaires, if designed correctly, offer each employee a well-rounded view of their performance at work. This questionnaire offers different sets of questions, as we've seen in the previous slides, based on the various attributes related to the employee. The survey template also offers a rich insight or feedback on the areas that may need improvement. The sample survey template can be customized based on the organization's need and the robustness of the forms, the buttons, and the question interfaces provided by the respective vendor who has provided this functionality in the module related to the performance appraisal and the feedback. Since every organization, as mentioned earlier, has a unique characteristic, culture, and a wide variety of leadership requirements, today's vendors have crafted a robust survey that will help organizations collect a 360 degrees feedback performance appraisal form from its employees to help start building a competency model just right for that specific organization. It is thus critical to partner with a vendor that could deliver a highly flexible solution at a very reliable cost. The application thus needs to specialize the feedback forms to not only provide critical information on strengths and developmental areas, but also to allow individuals to interpret their own feedback report without the use of individual training. When designed in a correct fashion, the 360 degrees feedback assessments offer employees a well-rounded and holistic view of their behavior and the performance. They also offer rich and actionable feedback for the improvement. Poorly designed 360 degrees assessments can lead to meaningless data and at worst backfire and create distrust and disengaged employees. Additionally, without a meaningful competency model and a well-designed assessment list of items, the multi-rater assessments can easily fail. So whether the HRM department is implementing 360 degrees for development or for formal appraisal, the success of their efforts will largely depend on the level of preparation that goes in designing the 360 degrees program. In this context, what comes in handy is also the way that the vendor has given interfaces so that the forms can be further developed by the end users, those being the HRIS managers. In the next slide, we will take another look at a 360 degrees form, and this time not just as a short excerpt, but as a complete form that can have at least 8 characteristics or attributes which need to be answered. And this is